In Washington, D.C., lawmakers, voting rights advocates, and friends, family members, and supporters of the late Congressman John Lewis gathered to celebrate John Lewis National Day of Action. Participants sang Lewis's favorite music, read his speeches, and celebrated his memory and legacy. And they called on American communities to push for a number of civil rights and voting rights priorities, including the passage of the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, the Freedom to Vote Act, the Native American Voting Rights Act, and statehood for Washington, D.C. The mayor of Washington, D.C., Mia Bowser, said that over the course of his life, Lewis risked beatings and assault to fight for the power of the vote because he knew its value. But
today, we don't always appreciate the power of the vote, and we are so easily separated from that power. So what John Lewis fought for and what so many people fought for, we know is on the ballot this year.
Bowser said that it was important to keep Lewis's legacy alive because that legacy was one of protest and civic engagement.
We have to make sure that our children, our new activists, our voting educators are reminding everyone of the remarkable life of John Lewis. But he would want us to fight, fight,
yes,
fight.
Yes.
Throughout the event, speakers repeatedly chanted, quote, good trouble, a callback to a speech Lewis once made in which he called on Americans to, quote, get in good trouble, necessary trouble, and redeem the soul of America. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.